This is episode 1078. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to another episode as we focus on the theme this week of forgiveness. Every single episode for this week has been all about forgiveness. And in today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique to help you let go of pain as you forgive. And you also are going to discover an herb that will help you as you manage pain and work your way through the forgiveness meditation series. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is not just a random technique. The techniques are customized around a theme we explore for a week. And this allows you to really master a quality in your life. So our theme this week, again, is all about forgiveness and the technique to let go of pain is a technique that you can do every single time you sit down to meditate. In fact, I encourage you to use this technique when you wake up in the morning and start your day and as you go to bed at night. And it has to do with you opening up to your best qualities. So as you are processing pain associated with holding a grudge, in the previous episodes this week, we talked about how this can cause you to constrict. Even in your body, you feel your muscles tense, your jaw tighten, your stomach tighten. You may feel your stomach hurt or your head ache, and this is not good for your heart. We know that your heart health is affected by your emotions, especially when you're dealing with emotional pain and you experienced a love meditation in yesterday's episode where you opened up to love and compassion and gratitude, because these emotions help to calm your heart rate. They help to soothe your stomach if your stomach is upset. They help to relax tense muscles, and this will help reduce headache, muscle ache, back pain. What you think and how you're feeling, what you're focusing on as you're experiencing the different emotions in your life, especially these big emotions such as anger, self-doubt, fear, hatred, these emotions can take a toll on your body. And so in your meditation today, I encourage you to not think so much about the emotional pain that you're dealing with. Rather, I encourage you to focus on your best qualities, because those qualities are you at your core. Those are the qualities that truly represent you, your true essence, your true inner nature. But when you're experiencing these big dramas, this emotional pain, you can lose yourself in that. You can forget who you really are. So when you meditate today, or as you go about your day, doing your errands, managing difficult people, sitting in rush hour traffic, think about your best, strongest qualities. And those might even be qualities that you don't share with others. Try to draw those qualities out of yourself and see what happens, because those are truly your dominant qualities, and nothing that happens to you, nothing that you might think about yourself if you have regrets, nothing is worth losing who you really are. Those are qualities that will bring you alive. They'll spark your zest, your passion for life. And we need those qualities. We need to see those qualities in you. So focus on the qualities that make you shine. Even again, as I mentioned, if you really haven't exhibited or brought out those qualities in yourself recently, it's okay to go through times where you lose yourself a little. It's a journey. It's a process. We all are on our own journeys. It's just part of what you are experiencing in your life. So get back on track with who you really are by focusing on these beautiful qualities about yourself. Maybe you are a great parent or a great spouse. Maybe you have great taste in clothing, or you're an amazing chef or artist. Maybe you're funny and witty. Maybe you love to garden. Whatever it is, focus on that quality and bring it out in yourself. Remind yourself of who you are, because the world can be a pretty distracting place. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and caught up in all the drama. Go back to you at your finest, your true inner nature. And I want to share with you an herb that can help you along the way. Now, herbs are powerful. They work. So make sure that you check with your physician if you're taking other medications, you're nursing or breastfeeding. Always check to make sure that an herb is going to help you rather than harm you. Well, this herb that I'm sharing with you today, you probably have in your kitchen cabinet, and that is the herb of cinnamon. You may not realize how wonderful cinnamon is for your heart. So as you focus on love and opening up to you and your best qualities, cinnamon is a great herb for that. And it's also a wonder herb at helping to lower blood sugar and support insulin sensitivity. And this is important because that can cause inflammation. And so anything that will support your blood sugar and your insulin sensitivity is a great herb to try. And cinnamon is also one of the best herbs for increasing antioxidant levels in your blood. So as you focus on the big, powerful emotion of forgiveness and love and compassion and gratitude for your life exactly as it is and all your experiences, the good and the bad, cinnamon is an herb that may help you. I want to mention one more thing about cinnamon that's important. Not all cinnamon is created equal. There are two kinds of cinnamon. One is cassia cinnamon, and it comes from a tree in China. In fact, they grow cassia trees all over the world these days, but the bark from this tree is often used to make cinnamon, and it's a little bit different than Ceylon cinnamon from the island of Sri Lanka. When Sri Lanka was a British colony, it was called Ceylon. So that's where the name Ceylon comes to in regard to the cinnamon tree. And this is the kind of cinnamon you want to make sure you're sipping if you ingest cinnamon on a regular basis. Now, cassia cinnamon still has some great qualities and benefits for your health. But if you consume it regularly, it's thought that it can be a little harmful to your liver. Ceylon cinnamon does not harm your liver in the same way as cassia. So this is the cinnamon you want to go for. Organic is always best. And a lot of times, even if you go into a Whole Foods store, the organic cinnamon there won't list whether it's Ceylon or cassia cinnamon. So I order mine online. That way I know that it is indeed Ceylon cinnamon. So now you have a an herb to help you out as you forgive. You have some techniques, and you have a big job to do, and that is to focus and bring out those qualities that are unique to you, your best qualities, you at your finest. And if you'd like a little more support as you do this, and a little more guidance, I offer that over at my website, and that is at sipinom.com. It's S-I-P, just like sipping Ceylon or cinnamon tea, and O-M, Om, just like you might say when you meditate, sipandom.com. And I have a meditation subscription site there where you can subscribe for a daily guided meditation. And you also get a journal customized around the week's theme that we explore for the whole week. So you'd get a forgiveness journal for this week. And you also get a guide with all the techniques I share organized for you, so you can refer to the guide again and again, so you don't have to remember what was that breathing technique or what was the tea she recommended that was so good when I'm wanting to reduce my insulin sensitivity. So this is a guide that you can have at your fingertips. You also get access to more than 1,000 meditations there. Each meditation is half an hour or 15 minutes. You can meditate to the point you feel you have time for that day. And you also get access to a private Facebook group just for those members of the membership site. The membership site is called Slow Down Nation. So you can slow down and connect to the best part of yourself that I hope you are going to do today. Again, it's at sipandom.com. So now you have a lot of resources that you can explore. So there is a lot of hope for you as you work on forgiveness. You can do this. People forgive every day. Doesn't mean you have to forget. It just means that you can move on to bigger and better things in your life and use your pain as a tool to help you grow. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.